This is WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. Each Monday afternoon, we're now talking with local leaders in our Monday with the Mayor segment. Today, we're focusing on Meridian Township. Big changes are coming to downtown Okemos, and the community is preparing to welcome medical marijuana businesses. WKAR's Reginald Hardwick talked with Township Supervisor Ronald Steika. They started with new developments in Okemos.
I've lived in the community of Meridian Township since 78, and back when I first came in, the Four Corners area, which is what we kind of call the old downtown Okemos area, was rather lively. You know, there was everything from a ice cream parlor to a pizza shop to a drugstore. I mean, you name it, everything was there. And over the years, it's just gone into decline. And so at this point, it's basically a lot of empty buildings that are in decline. And we now have a developer who has presented us some concept plans. And it's a huge project. It involves right now two blocks, potentially four blocks down the road, and it would be creating a village once again in the downtown Okemos area.
So what kind of businesses are we talking about? Are we also talking about housing?
Yes, we're talking about buildings that are four, maybe even five stories with a fifth story kind of set back so you don't notice it from the streets. And the upper floors would be housing of various kinds, one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, some townhouses, some flats, that sort of thing. On the first level, though, there would be combinations of various kinds of businesses, including restaurants.
I understand there would have to be some environmental cleanup, or I've read that anyway, and just kind of in tearing down some of the other things that are there.
Yes, there is a huge environmental issue because on the what we're calling block one at this point, the first block that's going to be developed, there was a dry cleaners and historically even a gas station at one point.
So we're really talking about a big change to the face of Okemos.
Yes, it'll be huge. The concept plans are really marvelous. They turn Hamilton into a wide pedestrian bicycle oriented avenue with one lane of traffic in each direction moving slowly, with an island in the middle, lots of trees, benches, et cetera, really designed to be enticing and to get people to come down, and that the businesses will mainly front on Hamilton. The Douglas J, which is a huge hair salon-type business in Meridian Township, and is located in what we would call block three of this potential project, would be moving into this first block, into the first floor, and become kind of an anchor for that building. And so there will be a definite need for parking and other things. So the developer is also planning both below ground and street parking, but behind the buildings, so it won't be visible easily from the public.
We are speaking with Meridian Township Supervisor Ronald Steika. Let me ask you about medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. Is there plans for those businesses to come to Meridian Township?
Well, we've been working, let's focus on medical marijuana. We've been working on it for about 2 years now in terms of developing ordinances to allow medical marijuana establishments in the township on a limited basis, very carefully. We don't want to make any of the mistakes that were made, for example, in Lansing early on when businesses occurred willy-nilly. And we're to the point now where we have drafted both a regulatory or permit ordinance and a zoning ordinance, because we need the both in order to do what we want to do. In the zoning ordinance, we're creating six small districts with spread throughout the township where there could be located one, potentially one dispensary and one grower, that sort of thing. And then in the permitting ordinance, we're setting that up for the regulatory process for people to apply. And then there'd be a lottery if there's more than one application for a location. The permitting ordinance is totally in the hands of the township board, which I chair. Probably within the next month, we will have a regulatory or permitting ordinance in place.
Now part two of this week's Monday with the Mayor segment. Today we're talking with Meridian Township Supervisor Ronald Steika. Brianne Randall Gay was 17 years old when she told police in 2004 that former MSU doctor Larry Nassar had molested her during an appointment. Meridian Township officers dropped the case after Nassar insisted he had performed a legitimate procedure. WKAR's Reginald Hardwick asked Supervisor Steika what the community has learned since Randall Gay's case came to light.
The township, when we realized it about 2 years ago, we immediately reacted. We did a formal apology. The police department apologized. The township manager apologized. We apologized in every way we could, both publicly and personally to her. We flew her in for sessions to talk about how we could help her. And in the end, in addition to that, we went through all of our files and make sure there were no other Randall Gay situations out there. And we had a outsiders also do that to look at our files to make sure that our police had done a good job in every other case. We've created, we've done more training in our police department. We have an officer who's dedicated to sexual abuse type situations now. And in addition to all that, we had her come in at her request. This was her idea. To give some programs, some teaching seminars. A program was developed with her input and her help to educate the public, whether it's high school students or younger kids, or whether it's adults or managers or workers, about abuse, sexual abuse in particular, and how to see the signs of it, how to deal with it, and how to avoid it.
We ask all of our leaders to send us a picture that we've shared on our Facebook page of something in the community that makes them proud. You sent us a picture of a mural in Meridian Township.
Yes, that's actually one of the murals that we have in one of our parks, Wanch Park, which is right next to what we call the downtown Okemos area. And it's a mural that has the artist is Kelly Boyle. She is actually a Meridian Township resident. And in 2016, at our annual Celebrate Meridian, we set up for her, and then she had a huge tent there where the public actually put together that mural. So it has a lot of meanings for me because, first, if you look at the mural, it's very colorful, it's very alive, it shows people in activities, children hitting soccer balls, adults, you know, doing exercises, et cetera. And it's just very, you know, enticing to the eye. In addition to that, you know, it's located in a park. Meridian Township has over 900 acres of parks. We're very proud of that. We're continuing to develop that. We have a park commission that gets elected by the people that is involved with developing those. And so that's all important. In addition to that, the fact that the people themselves of Meridian made that artwork, made that mural by working with Kelly in at that session in 2016, that's important too. So that's why I set that as our representative piece.
And we thank you for sharing it. My last question is, you know, we have a new governor, new state lawmakers. What can Lansing do? What can the Capitol do to help Meridian Township?
Well, obviously, townships, cities, local governments in general need more money. One of the big problems that we face is streets and roads. In Meridian Township, for example, we have 147 miles of what we call streets. It's the local streets within the neighborhoods, within the subdivisions, not the big roads like Okemos or Mount Hope where the county takes care of those, but the local ones that we're responsible for. And we only get a very small portion of money from the county, which is indirectly state money. We have a quarter mill, which produces maybe $400,000. We have been dipping into our general fund to the tune of about $500,000 to get that total pot up to about $1 million a year to fix those roads. But the truth is, that many miles of streets that are as old as they are, that's a drop in the bucket. And we recently did a study where we determined that in order to bring every mile of road in Meridian Township up to what would at least be considered good by a state standard, it would take 10 years and about $3.5 million a year. So that's a big issue we're looking at this year. But if the state could do more in terms of road funding and pass it, not just do it on the highways, which definitely need it, but pass some of that through to the local governments, that would help us a lot.
Well, Meridian Township Supervisor Ronald Steika, thank you for stopping by WKAR today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I truly enjoyed it.
That was WKAR's Reginald Hardwick talking with Meridian Township Supervisor Ronald Steika. Our segment returns Monday, March 25th with a chat with Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. You're listening to WKAR.